My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the band, WFAN.
Good Thursday morning, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and I'm happy to be here with you talking all things New York sports right up to the start of our Yankees pregame coverage right here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Ed Arzuman, Big Zoo, and I are coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studio in Lower Manhattan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Call me up, 888-808-1019. That is our brand new phone number. Be part of the conversation, and thank you for making me and us part of your 4th of July holiday. I hope you're grilling up something good already. So I wanted to open this cheery, celebratory holiday show with an equally positive outlook on both of our baseball teams, because we're just about halfway through the baseball season. And, you know, if it ended today, here's where our Mets and here's where our Yankees would stand. The Mets, as of right now, would have missed the postseason by 1.5 games, and the Yankees, no longer atop the division, would have taken the top wild card spot. And the Yankees, for sure, a bit of a letdown after opening this season on an absolute crazy tear, 40-19 to start the year. And a current look into the Mets right now is that they're riding high. They turned in a 16-8 June and a 2-1 in July so far. I mean, the Mets are riding high. So yesterday, while I was floating around in the pool, I was thinking to myself, which players have been the biggest surprises for both the Mets and for the Yankees so far this season? I'll take the Mets first. It's not J.D. Martinez, because if you're a fan of my show, you know that I wanted J.D. Martinez here 2 winters ago. It was pretty obvious even then how he would immediately make this Mets team better. So, like, to me, he's not a surprise. Like, take this story from Carlos Mendoza, for example. He joined Brett Boone on his Odyssey podcast, and here's what Carlos Mendoza had to say about J.D. Martinez.
And he started being vocal on hitters meeting, one-on-one conversations, and then guys started going to him, and then, you know, him going to hitting coaches, being on the same page, and putting together some good game plans.
And furthermore, Steve Gelbs said during the broadcast, when Martinez started the season ramping up in Syracuse, he got Jose Iglesias to use some weighted bat to add speed. That speed, miles per hour. Did you know for every mile, mile per hour added in bat speed, it adds 5 to 7 feet onto a hit? So fast forward, Iglesias increased his slugging to 479, 125 points later. So to me, JD Martinez has been the real deal and a necessary component for the Mets. And it's no surprise there. So then you look to, I would give honorable mention to Mark Vientos. Since he's been back up in Queens, maybe he could win the award for most surprising Met so far this season. But for me, the most surprising player for the New York Mets, it's easy. It's a guy whose stop with the Mets is his seventh major league team in and out of the minor league system. One who was released just a year ago, last June, by the El Paso Chihuahuas, who, by the way, side note, I did see them play. We went to a Las Vegas Aviators game in Vegas, and we saw them play against the Chihuahuas. Yes, and that's a real team. It's the AAA affiliate of the Padres, by the way. But this is a guy who started this season in the minor leagues, where he did 14 years ago. Talk about the will to succeed. And without a shadow of a doubt, oh my God, the most surprising player for the New York Mets so far this season for me is Jose Iglesias Candelita, who the Mets signed to a minor league deal on December 4th. I mean, think about it. The guy is living the best of both worlds right now. He's hitting 100 points higher than he was at AAA, which is unheard of. He's hitting 346 now with the Major League Mets. More impressive, if you want to call on him in the clutch, his batting average in high leverage situations is around 600. He hits the same in situations where there are two outs and runners in scoring position. And each quote-unquote close game metric shows that that Candelita, Jose Iglesias, hits at least 300. Like, nobody thought this winter that Jose Iglesias was a guy you'd love to have up in a bat with the game on the line. The dude just makes it happen. And not to mention, the New York Mets, they are 14-6 in games he plays. And since his call-up, they're 19-9. Imagine if they had an actual major league bullpen on that team, what they could be. So, you know, also, what about that song? And I'll be honest, I thought it was corny that he was going to come out and walk out to his own song. I did. But I have since changed my tune on the tune, because that song, that post-game concert, that sign, locally created sign in that dugout, I mean, it has become a rallying cry for this team. It became the identity of this Mets team. It brought them together and playing as one unit. And not to mention, Candelita Iglesias, he dethroned Carol G at the top of the Latin charts, which is an amazing feat in and of itself. Look at the crowd she just garnered for the Today Show. 15,000 people were on the plaza. And he's about to crack iTunes top 100 in the mainstream category. Like right now, he's sandwiched between Taylor Swift, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, and Billie Eilish. I mean, that's two great company to be sandwiched between, right? So, I mean, Jose Iglesias, by far, for me, has been the most surprising and the most intriguing New York Met so far this season. We take the train up to the Bronx and we talk about the Yankees. Who has been the most surprising New York Yankee so far this season, just about halfway through? Well, it's not Juan Soto. Because if you're a fan of my show, you know I wanted Soto here. It was, I think, two summers ago. You could date check me, timestamp me, because there's a video posted somewhere on WFAN's Facebook page of me asking for a trade for Soto. It was the most watched or second most watched video of the month on the page. So, like, Juan Soto is not a surprise to me, because I knew how good he was and how good he was going to be, in particular for this team. Honorable mention, Aaron Judge. Because who would have thought in just the second season following his MVP season that Aaron Judge would be able to chase down his own records so quickly? I mean, is it really a surprise, though? I mean, he's out there doing Aaron Judge things. And more on Judge on that chase down of his records a little later in the show today. But we're on triple crown watch for Aaron Judge across Major League Baseball. But the most surprising player on the New York Yankees so far this season is a player that I can bet money never thought he'd get a shot to play in the Bronx this season. How could he? He was blocked by a three-time All-Star, a Platinum Glover, and a four-time Gold Glover, Anthony Rizzo. That was until he wasn't. In step, the most surprising player for the Yankees so far this season, Ben Rice. Think about it. Ben Rice played just 11 games at AAA before he became a New York Yankee. This guy, Ben Rice, he was a catcher. And he started just 52 games at first base at the minor league level before he became a New York Yankee. And here he is. He basically skipped the highest level of minor league ball, basically. And Ben Rice is surprisingly holding his own. I mean, I know it's a small sample size. I totally understand. But the good old eye test tells you this. His approach at the plate is anti-Yankean, which is what you and I talked about when Alex Verdugo and Juan Soto were brought aboard. They represent that anti-Yankeeing approach at the plate as well. And by that, I mean patient at the plate, great strike zone discipline, and an emphasis on putting the ball in play overall. That is their philosophy of hitting. Now, I looked at Ben Rice. His strikeout percentage is the lowest among all Yankees. His walk rate is comparable to that of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. His chase rate is comparable to that of Soto's. And he hits the ball hard, too. His average exit velocity, fourth best on the team, behind only, in this order, Judge, Soto, and Stanton. I mean, in the really early goings, I get it. I have been pleasantly surprised by Ben Rice. And I am actually really excited to see how he continues to develop at the major league level with such, shall we say, a long runway of opportunity to do so. Because it's not easy to, you know, take over, for example, first base when you know Anthony Rizzo was benched temporarily, let's just say. And you're afraid that if any mistake that you make is going to render you to the bench. But at this point, you know, Rizzo is kind of like an afterthought at this point. That means Ben Rice has free reign to develop. And in fact, today on the 4th of July, 2024, and I know we've got a little under a month, but at this point, I'd like to see how he develops over the next 2 weeks, because at this point, I hope the Yankees don't go out and trade assets for a new first baseman at the deadline on July 30th. I mean, there's a lot to like about Ben Rice. Not to mention, he swings a lefty bat in Yankee Stadium. He's Ivy League educated, Dartmouth College. He doesn't look lost at the plate. His defense at first base hasn't presented itself as a glaring defensive hole. And he is cool, he is calm, and he's collected. And he can even catch in a pinch for the Yankees. Judge said of Rice, quote, at that age, which is 25, by the way, at that age, to come in here, the teams he's played are some of the tough teams in tough environments. I go back to the game Saturday. This is last Saturday. He comes up and he gets slotted into that two-hole real quick. Comes out of the gate with a nice line drive to center. It's just impressive at bat after impressive at bat. We saw what he was doing in the minor leagues, and it's really translating well up here. That, from Captain Judge, so as far as I'm concerned, case closed. And I was on last Saturday night. We talked about that. Guy gets moved up to the two hole. Boom. Takes a pitch. Base hit over the second base bag right into center field. Like, he's unfazed. So I'm intrigued by Ben Rice in the same way that I'm intrigued by Jose Iglesias. Both of these two guys, to me, have been the biggest, like, surprises on their respective teams. Because think about it. Listen, these two guys were in the minor leagues in the winter. I think none of them really thought they were going to get a real chance to really, you know, spread their wings, especially this first half of the season. So the most surprising players to me so far this season, and I know I'm taking an optimistic approach, it's a celebratory mood here in New York. The eyes of the world are going to be on the Hudson River in about, you know, 10 hours from now. But the most surprising positive players to me on each team so far this season, Jose Iglesias. And for the Yankees, it's Ben Rice. And by the way, if you're coming into New York today, I mean, today's the day to do it. It was no traffic, none, no delays, no heartache, no stress, nobody on the road. They were towing NYPD. Good job, NYPD. They were towing the cars away that were parked on the West Side Highway. Not a lot of people. Parking is free. I mean, it was just a delightful drive into New York City. I'm riding the positive vibes, the positivity train right here on The Fan. I'm Danielle McCartan. The phone number to get aboard is 888-808-1019.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.